In order to give our audience worth payback after their efforts of finding the herbarium, we organized a future scenario workshop where the future of Laura Silva was going to be discussed and designed in order to craft a future or a series of futures that would be the outcome of the experience, that would be what Horacio would actually bring back to his times. We coupled this future scenario workshop together with an experience prototyping of the story. We wanted to have a series of storytelling and designers experts try the design of the story so far, and after that, and using the Laura Silva, think about what would be the payoff, the best ending for the story. So we crafted the booklet probe, which was giving instructions to the participants step by step, taking them through all the steps of the story with indication on what media they would encounter, aware, the transcription of the content in form of narration and dialogues eventually, and an illustration of the plant that was the sort of the learning point or the payoff of that exact sort of location. So the second one, when Laura is learning about the plants, will teach us what are the plants that cure cough and how the nuns help her cure her cough through these plants. In this way, we took a group of, as I said, experts, storytellers and artists and designers across Ponte do Sol, where they would find the story reenacted or read to them at every different step of the story. The general feedback we received was that the story was a very interesting way to get to know the village. It did engage in a memorable way with the physical surroundings, and they did learn about the Laura Silva forest and its valuable natural capital. Detailed feedback then was organized in three main sections: about the story, about the media, and about the experience design itself. Regarding the story, the participant enjoyed the story and wanted to learn more details. So we actually thought that we were not going to give them too much details, not to bore them, but participants wanted to know more. Some participants wished that there was more fragmentation in the story, so that they would actually place it together like a detective would, and at the same time others thought that it was too disjointed and the story bits needed a better hook to motivate people to go from one to the other, to move forward in the plot. Generally, users wanted more drama and create more empathy with the protagonist, so not bad things, not enough bad things were happening to her or those to near her, so for us to care. And clearer and stronger anchors to the physical locations were requested. Regarding the medium, which at the moment was mobile and video and audio, people suggested to have real artifacts along the way, so plants, vases, potions and objects they could touch and eventually take with them, touch and smell real medicinal plants, learn remedies and take herbal teas home. Video and audio were appreciated by some, others would have preferred more audio, others would have preferred more visuals. It was not an homogeneous response. Use of augmented reality was suggested to overlay history to the place, and a technology that could mimic X-ray to be able to see inside the house through the walls or through the act of peeking. There were some comments also about the design of the experience prototype itself, which could be useful if you are prototyping physical location-based transmedia stories, where it's important that the people are engaged in the action as a holistic experience. So they have to walk from one place to the other, and locations between story points were found too long. And suggestions range between having some music or background noise to accompany them, to have secondary activities to perform in between points. Participants enjoyed the treasure hunt aspect and would have liked to have some interaction with the locals of the village. More agency for the player, more autonomy to choose where and when to go, not to rely on the map and on the screen so much. Having a narrator guide would help. A stronger sense of urgency was needed to complete the experience. And also, they didn't get the urgency of finding the herbarium through what we presented to them. After this experience prototype, we went, guided by a local botanist, to the Lauri Silva itself to get a sense of this patrimony and how it feels and what are its dangers and its virtues. After that, the next day we came together, again the same people that did the experience prototype, together with the botanist, and engaged in a future scenario workshop where we looked at the drivers of change for the Lauri Silva. What are the drivers that are supposed to play a role in the future of Lauri Silva? And then engaged through a card game into designing four possible scenarios for it. The grow scenario, where things progress without much disruption, so it's basically the scenario that is closest to today. Collapse, discipline, and transform are the three more different possibilities. Collapse is when a major natural phenomenon would happen. Discipline is when regulations and enforced discipline would take over. And transform is when something completely unexpected takes the future in a totally unexpected direction. So, after identifying the major drivers of change and discussing these drivers in the relation of the four futures just mentioned, we divided into three groups, leaving the grow scenario, as it was very similar to today, alone, concentrating on the three different ones and sketching story world and possibilities of visuals for these worlds.